Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Gosh, we are at the end of the year. I can't believe it. 2011
It went by so quickly.
Didn't it?
I couldn't believe it.
I know. Well, welcome to my show, Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Giovanni. It is Fun Friday. And Emily's here.
Hello.
Oh, yay. We're going to get you on here no matter what. We've got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're actually going to be talking about men's health and women's health. So definitely you've got to stay tuned for that. We're going to be talking to Catherine Raker. And also we are going to be talking about, with Paul Wilkes, The Art of Confession. And so We've got a lot of things going on. We've got and Stephen Perrine is actually the author of Women's Health, so he's going to be on talking about that. But of course, it is Fun Friday, and we've been just giving away this whole month of December. I love it. It's just about giving back to all my listeners, my sponsors, just getting out there. So I'm so glad that you joined us here today. How's it going? What are you doing tonight or tomorrow? I'm like already tonight. I'm going to start partying.
Not, I'm going to work.
You are. Okay.
Everybody asks, what are you doing? What are you doing? I would rather work.
Are you bartending?
I will be.
Okay. So what is the drink of the year?
Believe it or not, everybody's tending to stick to beer.
Really?
It's
funny?
Beer. And,
yeah. Does anybody ever ask for a shandy?
No.
That's an English drink, and it's a 7-Up and beer, and it's
really,
yeah, it's so good. So now, if anybody asks you, mm-hmm. now you're gonna know. You're gonna go, oh yeah, no problem. What part of England are you from?
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah,
So what is the most? What's the most drink that people ask for besides beer, like well drinks or?
It's usually like a vodka cranberry or a vodka and energy drink or something like that.
Wait, vodka energy drink?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those drinks that get you drunk but keep you awake.
Ooh, so, I might have to do that. Matt, what's your drink of choice?
Red Bull vodka.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's an energy drink.
Here he was already on to that.
So
it's Red Bull vodka.
Red Bull vodka. I know that they use a couple other different types of vodka. I come up with a few different other concoctions in a sense, but one of my favorites is actually a sweet tea.
Like sweet tea, but so you put alcohol in it?
Well, it's a new vodka that came out, and it tastes like
kind of like a
tea.
Long Island, but
it's more like an Arnold Palmer. And
I love Arnold Palmer. My god. Okay,
well, you should come in one of the days I'm working
tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not working tonight.
Okay,
but come in one of the days I'm working over there at the bar, and I'll make you one of the sweet tea vodkas.
All right. Well, we are already starting the end of the year here. I'm so glad you joined us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got Giovanni here. He is actually, his business is dayinsimivalley.com or simivalleynightout.com. All the dining and bars, entertainment, everything, any accommodations that you need to find out, definitely you want to tune into his website. And what is the name of that?
Dayinsimivalley.com or simivalleynightout.com.
So either one of those
Correct.
Websites.
And if you're looking for something during the day, you go to the day site. And if you're looking for anything at night,
really?
You go to the night site.
Oh, God, I just got that. All right. So I know you always bring goodies for my show.
I do.
What do you have today?
What
we're going to do is we'll probably give it away, let's just say, I don't know, maybe by 20 after. How about that? We'll do it a little early. We usually
them a little hint.
Because see, what we usually do it about 8:30, but we'll wait and do it about 20 after. So
that sounds good.
What do we have?
I'm going to give away a few gift certificates for $50 a piece to the Arena.
Okay.
It's a nightclub sports bar in Simi Valley off
Where
of
you're
First
gonna
Street.
Be, okay, so
I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be at a different bar.
You're just all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Okay.
It's good for a party. You can use it for drinks, for food, for anything that you want at the Arena.
Okay, great. So what we'll do is, so definitely you want to stay tuned, and I know you've got some end of the year questions, right?
I do.
Okay, are they easy or are they hard?
It depends. Okay. They're easy for me because I already know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, well, you know, it's funny. I think we're all tired. We're ready to, you know, kind of wind down the year, and it's funny. I think the last couple days, it's been my birthday, and my girlfriend's had a slumber party for me, mm-hmm. and so I'm like ready to I got to turn off my brain for a little bit, and I don't know about you. Is that hard for you to do?
Not really.
You
my mind's
turn off.
I can't.
You,
I just for me it's
you
I'm
don't
just,
turn
I,
off.
No, not at all.
Oh,
I, my
okay,
mind
see,
is consistently going all the way
see,
to the time I went to bed.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is I don't turn off either, and mm-hmm. so it was hard for me. And so this morning I'm like up going, oh God, I got to write my list. Okay, I'm ready to go, and I'm ready to get back in my exercise thing. You know, in my exercise routine. It's like yes, I'm excited. You know, and not only that you have to wait for the new year. It's really something you should just kind of continue. But, you know, I think it's important to actually have one downtime of, you know, one day that you can kind of just chill out and kind of get yourself together.
I think we all need that, though. You know, and that's why everybody loves the weekends, because you have the weekends to kind of stop work and you relax a little bit. You know, but, you know, maybe a day here and there, you know, just not doing anything, maybe lounge around and veg on some food, you know, but just something to kind of relax your mind because it's always consistently going.
There you go. All right. Well, I know we have our first guest on the line, and we've got Steve Perrine. Is it Perrine?
Perrine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome. And I love your books here. I've got the Men's Health and the Women's Health. And 27 days to sculpturing abs. Okay, I'm signing up right here, right now. So tell us, and welcome to Kim Pagano Show for anybody who's just tuning in right now. And also I want to do is give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. If you have a question and you want to start looking hotter for the new year. So welcome.
Thank you for having me, Kim. I really appreciate it.
No problem. So is it all about food? Is it all about exercise? What is it?
Well, the men's health diet and the women's health diet show you how to sort of tweak your current diet, how to eat your favorite foods and still start to slim down and lose weight and keep it off for life. And that's the key. You know, so many diets out there are fad diets, and we see people doing something called yo-yo dieting. They lose, they gain, they lose, they gain. And the reason is because on most diets, you starve yourself. You don't eat your favorite foods. You have to eat nothing but grapefruit or you know, pork rinds or gosh, who knows, whatever. And you wind up losing a little bit of fat, but you also wind up losing muscle. And that means that your metabolism lowers. And then when you go off your fad diet, you now have less calorie burning muscle in your body. Your metabolism, your metabolic rate is set lower. And when you start to eat as you normally did, you gain weight even faster than you were before. So the men's health diet and the women's health diet harness all the information about weight loss and fitness that these two magazines have garnered over the last quarter century, boil all down to 7 simple rules that will keep you fit and healthy for life.
7. So that seems pretty simple right there. Now, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, I've been with Men's Health since the early 90s. I always measure how long I've been with the company by how old my oldest child is, and I just sent her off to college last
year. Oh, good
for
you. So there you go.
It's been a long time. and was here for the foundation of Women's Health Diet, Women's Health Magazine as well. And it's been very interesting because when we launched Men's Health, we were told, well, men don't care about the way that they look.
Oh, that's a lie.
About the way that they feel.
Well, see, you're still young, but what is the census of that? Do men really care what they look like?
Absolutely. We are vain creatures. We are just as vain and insecure and worried about being loved and accepted as anybody else is. And it's very funny because, you know, we proved that American men do care about their health and they do care about being fit. And then we launched in Germany, and we were told, well, you know, German men don't care about those things the way American men do. And we proved them wrong. And then we launched in Russia and China and Australia and the UK and Indonesia. And at every turn, we were told the same thing. And at every turn, we proved them wrong because men and women both care very much about looking their best and feeling their best.
So why do, I mean, I know that California, there's a lot of overweight people, and yet...
There's overweight people everywhere.
Okay, so it is everywhere. It seems like they say it's more out here. But what is it that, I mean, I always think it's maintenance. Maintenance, maintenance, maintenance. If you can just keep going every, you know, like anything is better than nothing, right?
Anything is better than nothing, but what the mistake that a lot of us make is we think that if we just had more willpower, if we just worked a little harder, we were a little more religious, we weren't so darn lazy, or we didn't give in to our cravings, we'd be, you know, we'd be better. And if you're going to rely on willpower, you're going to fail every time, because we're simply not built to live on willpower. We need weight loss to be made really easy. So that's why we boiled down the men's health diet and the women's health diet to 7 simple rules that make weight loss automatic and easy.
Okay, so what are they? Let's start there.
Okay, so rule number one, and we made them in a sort of kind of pledges you make to yourself. So rule number one is I will eat protein at every meal and every snack.
Okay,
so this is a really interesting. So let's say that you like, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you like to have a cookie, right?
Okay.
That's great, but when you eat the cookie, what you're getting is a rush of carbohydrates and sugar. It's going to raise your blood sugar. Then it's going to give you a sugar crash. It's going to do absolutely nothing to fuel your muscles, which are there to try to fight back against fat. So what I want you to do is have a little protein. What does that mean? Have your cookie, but drink a glass of milk with it. Or have a handful of nuts or a slice of cheese or a little bit of yogurt or something. Something that has protein. That's going to slow down the absorption of those calories.
Wow, well, that's
and
easy because cookies and milk, I could be all over that, long as
exactly.
It's cold. No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cookies, the cookies and milk diet, if you like.
Okay. Now, I've heard this. I don't know if it's a fact or if it's fiction, but I've heard that if you drink cold water, if you drink cold milk, it's actually better and you burn more calories because your body has to warm it up. Is that true?
Actually, you're right. If you drink ice water, your body actually has to work to expend calories to bring that water to body temperature.
Now, see, I actually heard the opposite, because I thought that the Chinese actually drink a lot of tea. They drink everything lukewarm or, you know, just... So I love ice. It's funny, we'll have sparklets or, you know, or bottled water, mm-hmm. and it's cold, and my husband's like, why are you putting ice in it? It's just I like the ice in it. I like, you know, all my drinks that have ice in it. There's a lot of people that don't. So I thought that it's not really good for you. So you're saying it's better because your body has to work harder?
Your body actually has to expend calories to warm it up. And remember, much of the calories that we burn during the day, 80% of the calories we burn during the day, are not from like exercise and activity. They're from digesting food and simply keeping things going, like, you know, your heart beating, your lungs breathing, your hair growing, things like that. So that's another reason why we focus on protein in the men's health diet and the women's health diet, because protein actually expends more calories to be digested than carbohydrates do.
Hmm.
It's actually
like
burning
it.
Off more calories. So you're actually burning off more calories if you add in a little milk with your cookie.
All right. And, you know, I just want to remind anybody that is just listening and just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Giovanni from Day in Simi Valley. Matt is on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We got Emily here. We're going to get her to be talking about this. Don't you want to look like her? And we're talking to Stephen Perrine. Is that right?
It's Perrine.
Perrine. Why? I'm going to, oh, God.
You want to call.
Okay, Perrine. I'm going to remember that. My behind, Perrine. Okay.
No, that's great. That's a nice analogy.
There you go. Okay.
I was thinking more like fine wine.
Oh, fine wine, Perrine. Okay, I got it. That's great. And your book is awesome. It's The Woman's Health Diet, 27 Days to Sculpture Abs. And also, The Men's Health Diet, 27 Days to Sculptured Abs, and Maximum Muscles, and Superhuman Sex. Wait, we got to talk about that.
The clutch part, I think.
Okay, what?
The superhuman sex part is the clutch part, I think.
Yeah, I think it's big. I think that's,
yeah.
Okay, so, well, let's get through our seven, and I know I'm going to have you back because this is definitely going to be a hot topic here. I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-639-0008, if anybody has a question and they want to, you know, find out how to get to look better for the new year. So, go ahead. So, what else can we, what's our second thing?
Okay, so rule number two, and this is really relevant for this moment in time, is I will never eat the world's worst breakfast.
Oh, what is the world's worst breakfast? Uh-oh.
The world's worst breakfast is nothing at all for breakfast.
Really?
I'd rather you, on the men's health diet or the women's health diet, you are better off eating a couple slices of cold pepperoni pizza for breakfast.
I've done that before.
Skipping breakfast entirely.
That's interesting.
And here's why. Because when you studies show that people who eat breakfast, who basically eat within 90 minutes of waking, are 450% less likely to be obese or overweight than people who skip breakfast regularly for two reasons. Number one, you're jump-starting your metabolism. You begin to burn calories once you eat breakfast. Secondly, you're getting in, and we talked about the importance of protein. If you get a little protein in the morning, it helps, again, to fuel your muscles. Otherwise, your body is hungry. It's looking for quick energy. It's going to go immediately to the glycogen that's stored in your muscles. It's going to undermine your muscles, and it's going to give fat the opportunity to expand its territory. Your body right now, there's a war going on inside of it, a war between fat and muscle. And you know which side you want to win. The men's health diet and the women's health diet are designed to help the muscle side win and the fat side lose.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay, and so what is number three?
Number three is I will eat before and after exercise.
So
if you're a swimmer, if you like just going for a walk, if you go to the gym to work out or you hop on your bike, doing it on an empty stomach means, once again, your body is looking for that quick energy. Where am I going to get it? I'm going to go to the glycogen stored in the muscles. I'm going to break down muscle in order to fuel myself for this.
Right. You can't drive your car without having gas in it, right?
Exactly. Only if you're going downhill.
That's right.
Where you're going.
Oh, that's really good.
That's
you're right.
Where you're going.
If you're going downhill. You know what? Can you hang on with us? Because I want to get through your list, and we need to take a break from my sponsors really quick and also give away something. So can you stay with us?
You betcha.
Okay, great. I do want to take a quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Giovanni, you got one of our questions?
I do. The question is going to be, and let me give you out the number real quick. It's 805-639-0008. And the first person with the right answer, in what decade did the New Year's ball drop in Times Square?
Ooh.
What decade?
Okay. And definitely give us a call here. We're going to continue to talk to Steve Perrine. Did I get it right?
There you go.
Good wine, Perrine. Okay. And we're talking about women's health. We're talking about men's health. We're talking about our bodies and how we can look good, feel good, do good. That's really what it's all about here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. Stay with us, and we'll be right back. And call in if you've got that answer so you can win a $50 gift certificate.
To the arena.
To the arena in Simi Valley. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1 hour no obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all our callers. We will. Nobody actually got it right. It's funny. I think that they're sleeping out there. They're getting ready for New Year's Eve. So.
Wake up, everybody.
I know. There you go. All right. Well, we are talking to Stephen Perrine, and we're talking about women and men's health. So welcome to anybody that's just tuning in right now. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we were on number four.
Oh, number four of the rules of the ripped.
That's
I
right.
I eat it if it grows on a tree.
That's
or
really
a branch, a vine, a shrub.
That's if really good. Tree. Yeah. So more something that grows out of that doesn't have about 10 different ingredients on it that you can't
exactly.
understand.
I mean, here's the simple thing about this diet plan. If it is a berry, it's a fruit, it's a vegetable, it's something like that. What I want you to do is I want you to pick it up, put it in your mouth, chew it, and swallow it.
Mm.
Not too hard. Just eat as much of that stuff as you can get your hands on. Nuts and fruits and vegetables. And the reason is that one of the reasons that we are so hungry all the time is that we eat a lot of food-like substances, but we don't eat a lot of actual food. We eat a lot of processed things that are caloric, but they're lacking in actual nutrients. So the more nutrients we put into our bodies, the less we're going to crave the junk. So I'm not saying cut back on X, Y, and Z. I'm saying eat more of A, B, and C.
Right. I got it. Okay. And number five.
Number five is I will.
I like this one. Yeah.
I will eat the salad even if it makes me feel girly.
Oh gosh, really? Because these are actually rules for both women and men, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you read the Women's Health Diet, it obviously understands that women don't necessarily have the same salad aversion that men do.
Right.
That men do. So in the Women's Health Diet, we take a little bit more sensible approach to a female style of eating. But for men, they need a little extra kind of kick in the butt. Sometimes.
Right. Giovanni, do you eat a lot of salad?
I do. I like salad.
Yeah. How about you, Matt? Yeah.
I try to, but even then, to me, I think I get like the fatty salad. I'm the guy who like gets the Caesar salad, and you know, I'm gonna add some olives and maybe some extra cheese, and yeah, maybe it's not the healthiest salad in the world, but.
But what about all that dressing? Are you like a ranch dressing and a little bit of salad? You know, Stephen, what about those kind of people?
Even like a fatty Caesar salad, though, what you're
still
getting with that romaine lettuce, is you're getting a huge dose of a B vitamin called folate. Okay.
Oh.
Studies show that dieters who have the highest level of folate in their body, lose about 8.5 times more weight than dieters with the lowest level of folate in their bodies.
That's interesting. Okay.
Folate is almost like it's I don't want to say the magic nutrient, but it's like the magic marker of just how healthy your diet is. So even if your salad is loaded up with things like cheese and fatty dressings, I'd still rather you have it than not have it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Now, what about like putting some nuts in there and, you know,
that
kind of
stuff?
That's
great because, again,
you're getting all of your.
The rule of eating your protein with every meal, that's great. If you can get a little cheese or some nuts or something like that in to your salad, boom, you've added your protein.
There you go. Okay. All right, so now what about number six?
Number six is, I will not drink sugar water.
Okay, so does that mean soda? I keep asking this question. I want somebody to, you know, it's like,
yes,
it does.
Means,
oh, he was so
soda.
Blunt.
It means, but okay. Most of us know that, you know, downing a Pepsi every day is not good for us. But there are a lot of other places that we get sugar from, like iced teas, like energy drinks, juices, like especially like these juice cocktails that we talk about,
right?
Or juice, anything that says juice drink on it,
okay,
are just loaded with sugar. And so when you're drinking this, you're just drinking pure sugar. The average American today drinks 450 calories a day.
So what should we be drinking, Stephen?
Well,
besides water.
The thing they've invented, it's called water.
Besides water.
That, drinking milk, drinking real juice. Not a ton of it, but especially, you know, cranberry juice and orange juice and whatever. Not a huge amount because it is high in calories, but it's better for you than sugar water.
Now, Stephen, I drink a lot of tea. I love iced tea, sweetened tea. I know
sweetened,
that it has the the sugar in it. But there is a few teas out there that have no sugar in them, and you know they have a sweetener or some kind of sugar additive. Are those okay?
Sure. Yeah, and those are absolutely fine. And you can if you look find pre-made iced teas that are low in sugar, or you can make your own. You know, that's a simple and
like
a great
sun
way
tea.
To save a little money.
There you go, like a sun tea. But so that's the sugar that's really killing you.
It's 450 calories a day. That's enough to add a pound to your body every 5 days.
Wow.
If you were to go from drinking what the average American does to drinking to just cutting out sugar water, you would lose a pound a week just doing that. Forget about doing anything else. Boom, 50 pounds a year.
Yeah. In fact, Matt's asking about Arizona tea. What's your thought on that?
Arizona tea, I'm not certain.
It's a sweet tea, let me tell you. It's very, but there is a green tea that might be good. I don't
know. You know what? I can use my magic resources here because I've got everything at my hands here, just so I can kind of quickly figure out about Arizona tea.
And, you know, I just want to remind anybody out there, if you have something that you eat every day or every week and you want a question about it, we actually have Stephen Perrine on right now. And he's got his, you know, ask those questions. Call in. You don't have to be on air if you don't want to. Matt can take that question, but 805-639-0008. Okay, so...
I still haven't had the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
Why
question. Don't you, in fact, yeah.
This is for a $50 gift certificate to the arena in Simi Valley. The number here is 805-639-0008.
And what was the question?
The question is, the first New Year's ball drop in Times Square happened in what decade?
Okay. All right. So what did you think about the Arizona tea?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you were to buy, say, Arizona green tea, with ginseng and honey,
uh-huh.
Right? You're drinking 45 calories.
Okay.
If you were to drink the same Lipton green tea,
yes,
you're drinking 200 calories.
Really?
Now, they're about the same size, but you're still drinking more than double the calories with a Lipton than with an Arizona. So if you're going to go for something like that, take a look at the labels. But what's great is that the Men's Health Diet and the Women's Health Diet have the ultimate cheat sheets within them. We've got a cheat sheets of the 250 best foods for men and best foods for women. So one of the rules of the diet, in fact, the last rule, rule number 7, is I will follow my diet 80% of the time.
Wow. You know what? I just want to stop you because we have actually Scott on the line. We're going to like just have you be a part of our show, Stephen. So, Scott, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Simi Valley.
Very cool. Okay. And so what is our answer?
It would be the 1900s.
That is correct.
All right.
You win a $50 gift certificate to the arena in Simi Valley.
Very
cool.
Very cool. All right. And what are you doing for your New Year's?
I am working.
You're working. Okay. Where do you work?
I work at Sprint in Simi Valley.
Ah, there you go. I love it. All right. Well, very cool. And thank you so much for listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Absolutely.
You got it. All right. Thanks so much, Scott. All right. So so that last one is to follow the secret, huh?
Yeah, you follow the rules,
okay.
The 7 rules,
mm-hmm.
But the 7th rule is I'll follow the rules 80% of the time.
So 80%, that's not 100%.
Yeah, that's 4 out of 5 times.
Wow, so you're giving some leeway there.
Yeah, and here's the great thing. We've got the ultimate cheat sheet, the 250 best foods for men, 250 best foods for women. So let's say tonight you want to go out and you want to order... you want to order a pizza, or you want to go out for ribs, or you want to go for chicken wings, or you're in a rush and you just want to drive through the drive-through and get a burger. Well, we've got the very best restaurant ribs, takeout pizza, fast food burger, frozen food aisle dinner.
Wow, so you're giving us leeway so that we can, if we feel like we want to do something, you know, at least we have some leeway there. I love
it. I insist that you cheat. Otherwise, you know, people try to be perfect, and the next thing you know, they're, you know, back in their SUV into a fire hydrant while being chased by an angry blonde wielding a golf club.
And with a screwdriver in her hand, right?
Or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Like...
Now, you know, Stephen, I just turned on to this dark chocolate releases the same endorphins triggered by sex and makes you feel energetic and alert. Let's
mm-hmm.
talk a little bit about that. I could probably have you back on and have a whole conversation on that. So, but, you know, I mean, this is really great. And I'm just looking in the women's one. Now, of course, you have something about sex in the men's one. So I see where you're going with this. You know, you get the men ready and then you got the women ready, right?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to help, perpetrate the next generation of men's health and women's health readers.
I love it.
And the only way I do that is by keeping the current generation busy.
There you go. And you know what? Yeah. And it's really, I mean, there's nothing better than investing in your own body, in your own life, in your own relationship. That's what it's all about. So if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Stephen Perrine, and we're talking about 27 days. That's it. 27 days to sculpture your abs, and whether you're a man or a woman. So tell us a little bit about your sexual part in your book. Your chapter.
Well, you know, we wanted to focus on a sex and workout and diet plan that would really kind of target belly fat, because if you're that's the part that kind of like makes us feel a little less sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean,
now, you know, love my husband, but he's got that little bit of belly fat. A lot of men start to get that, and he's like, "Oh, honey, it's just hereditary." I'm like, yeah, but it's not healthy.
Yes, it is hereditary. You inherited it from your diet.
Oh, I'm going to use that from now on.
Inherited it from a hot dog is what you inherited it from.
Right. Well, he actually, I mean, he cut out all his sodas, but it's hard to go away. So, mm-hmm. Let's get back to your second one. I know we're going to have you back. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is we did a whole bunch of research just showing the relationship between sex, health, and fitness. And basically, you know, what we found is that people who have more sex tend to be fitter and healthier, and people who are fitter and healthier tend to have more sex. It's sort of, you can't really tell where one began, you know, the causality between one and the other. They go hand in hand.
Wow.
So to speak.
Okay. Well, you know what? I know that you, I would love to have you back. Tell us where to find your books, first of all.
Well, you can find The Men's Health Diet and The Women's Health Diet in any bookstore, your local big box store, on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, or you can go to menshealthdietbook.com or womenshealthdietbook.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. And if you could leave us with one thing that can get us going and get us started, what would it be?
Look, if it's morning time, I want you to eat breakfast. Let's say you're too busy to eat breakfast. You just can't do it, okay?
Okay.
Here's what I do. Here's my personal trick. I take a cup, coffee cup. I fill it up with milk. I drink the milk down to the point where I'm going to add my coffee. I pour my coffee in. Boom, I've just had breakfast.
So long as you have your milk, you're good to go.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
That anybody could do that.
I like that idea.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back again. You've really given us some great things to start our new year with and end this great year. All right.
Terrific.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Have a great new year.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Well, with that, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have another giveaway. And we're going to talk about confessions and how, you know, being honest, is that always the right way? When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about that. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have a confession or if you have just something that you want to talk about for the new year.
Yeah, even a resolution.
A resolution. There
you
go.
New Year's resolutions.
That's it. All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999. With a great proven track record, call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we were just talking to Stephen Perrine. That was so interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, very, very informative.
Yeah, and actually, we have Susan on the line. And Susan, are you there?
Oh, hi. Good morning, Kim.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm on my way to the physical therapy.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I just have a question about the people that cannot tolerate milk products for breakfast?
Great question.
Well, Kim, I'll take this one because I'm actually lactose intolerant. So is Emily here to my right. And what we do is we actually drink Lactaid. We drink Silk milk, anything that's soy milk.
Right.
And believe it or not, Lactaid milk, I've read all the things about it. It tastes the exact same as regular milk. Now, and I've only become lactose intolerant the past couple of years.
My oldest son is lactates too.
But it's just, and so I know the difference between, you know, I've had both. And it's the same exact thing. It's just a chemical they put inside Lactaid that just takes out the lactose, in
right.
a sense. And it's, it tastes the same. And believe it or not, did you know that Lactaid lasts longer than real milk?
Yes, it doesn't go as bad.
It doesn't go bad as fast.
Yeah, and you can even get it like at, you know, if you're at Costco with your kids and all that stuff, you can get it there. You can actually get it anywhere now, so it's pretty common. So, Susan, I hope that helps you because what a great idea to be able to drink your milk and then make your coffee.
Correct. Yeah, it was such a good
idea. I mean, that's just an easy thing. So I hope that helps you, Susan. And where are you calling from? Are you in Ventura or?
Pardon?
Where do you live?
I live in Oxnard.
In Ox?
I work in Ventura. During my driving time, I turn on the show when you're on the air.
Well, thank you so much for listening.
Yes. The good advice that your guests are giving out to the listeners, because eating a good food is a very good habit for a long life health.
You got it. There's nothing better than investing in your own self, you know. I mean, so many of us are mothers. Are you a mom?
Yes.
Yes, we take care of everybody else, but we forget about ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So, when my kids were little, because I have four, I would feed everybody else and forget to eat. You know, and I'd be like, okay, everybody's done. And they'd be like, Mom, are you going to sit down? Oh yeah, you know. And it's kind of like when you're cooking, you don't always eat. So you definitely need to do that. Well, I'm so glad that you're listening, and I wish you a happy and healthy new year. And definitely take care of yourself.
Same to you, too.
All right, and keep listening and share my show with all your friends.
I will. I do. I tell my friends about the show, and I really appreciate that so many of knowledgeable people that come to your show and share and care enough to share what they know.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to bring different experts so that they can come in and talk about different things that can help us every day in every way. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Susan. Have a wonderful day and a happy new year.
Yes, my pleasure to be on the air.
Thank you. Okay. Sure. Well, with that, it's fun when I've gotten so many emails. Yesterday, I got a bunch of emails from different listeners, and I love that. I love that to connect and to be able to get to know people that are out there. And I know there was a couple people that, it's a really tough time right now. A lot of people were laid off, and, I want to always, I'm kind of one of those people, if somebody's maybe looking for somebody who needs work right now, give me an email, because there's a lot of people that connect with me, and I can help them, and maybe I have a person that can, would be a perfect instant match right there. So definitely, if you have something that's going on, or, an anniversary, or a birthday, or just an announcement that you, I know you actually had somebody email you, Jack, right?
Correct, Jack.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I want to give out my email. Kim@KimPaganoShow.com. So just send me an email. I'll get back to you and let you know if I can help you, or I'll announce it on my show, or you can, you can welcome to call in here at 805-639-0008. What was it that Jack wanted?
Well, see, I have an acquaintance of mine, Jack Strogan, and he's actually part of a male chorus in Simi Valley, and it's called the San Fernando Valley Male Chorus, and they're actually recruiting for new members. This chorus has been around for 50 years. The conductor, Mr. Shelton Cohen, he was actually with the Johnny Carson Show as an assistant musical director for over 33 years, but they're looking for anybody who likes to sing. They sing everything from the Beatles to Beethoven, and they practice over at the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in the West Valley. So if you guys, if anybody out there likes to sing, if you like to sing in the shower, they'll take anybody
in the shower?
And everybody.
Yeah, oh, no.
Well, they don't sing in the
okay,
shower.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
If you sing in the
right,
shower,
right.
You like to kind of sing with a whole
bunch
of friends.
Yeah, we actually had the big band on, and I was going to connect them. So if you're listening out there, definitely, I think that would be a good connection right there. So I'll have to get in touch with both of them.
If anybody likes to sing, you can contact Jack at 805-501-1955. Again, that's 805-501-1955. You can also find Jack through my website, dancimivalley.com, or simivalleynightout.com. And then we also have one more great thing that we're going to be giving away today for all listeners. If anybody out there likes to play golf, or if your husbands play golf, or if you have a family member or friend that plays golf,
you didn't see a friend yet and you need to get one more gift.
Yeah,
this is
correct.
Like a great gift.
Correct. It's at Lost Canyons on New Year's Day. If you show up to Lost Canyons on New Year's Day, you get to play all day. For only $69, all you have to do is mention.
All day?
Yeah, mention that you heard this on the radio. For $69, they have two 18-hole courses, so it's two different courses. You can play on both courses if you'd like. Whatever you want to do for $69, that includes your cart and everything. So
it does.
Oh,
your
yeah.
cart too.
Yeah, correct. So it's just.
I'm so there. I'm telling you. You know, it's funny. I've been playing miniature golf, and I was in a golf tournament. Tournament at Terra Rajada out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you did another golf tournament, but it's funny, I hurt my arm really bad, so I'm trying to nurse it back so that I can play again. But I don't know. It's so peaceful out there, and I know Lost Canyons is so beautiful.
Lost Canyons is such a beautiful course. They actually have a different type of grass there that most courses don't use. And right now it's dormant. But what happens is in about a month or two from now, it's going to be flourished green while everybody else's is brown. So
what kind of grass is it?
Yeah, you got to throw out these questions.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I know the answer. I just don't know it right now.
You could have won. No. But you know what? Okay, so what do they have to do? They just have to mention the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, just mention that you heard me on the Kim Pagano Show. You can say dancimivalley.com, or just say that you heard the ad on the Kim Pagano Show. You'll be able to play all day for $69 per person.
What a great
at
deal.
At Lost Canyons Golf Course in Simi Valley.
All right. And do you have to have your own clubs?
You do. But they do have rental sets there.
So they do.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered
So if there's somebody out of town that's visiting and just happened to does not have their clubs with them, they do have rental sets there as well.
Okay, cool. Do you golf?
I golf at least once a week.
Oh. Emily, do you golf?
I just started.
You did?
Yeah. Emily got a brand new set of clubs for Christmas.
Oh, there
I
you
just started.
Oh, I know whose clubs I could borrow then now. Because they're probably girls' clubs, right?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, so, all right.
Well, I have one more giveaway also,
if we have
a lucky caller.
Okay,
I try to find the easiest question, and Emily actually came up with this question for everybody. So, since 1972, this person has hosted the New Year's television program on ABC. Since 1972, this person has hosted the New Year's television program on ABC. If you answer correctly, you will win a $50 gift certificate to the arena. And the phone number here is 805-639-0008.
All right. So what do you what are some of your resolutions? How do you... Oh, great. Thanks, Kim, you know. But I figured we'd talk about that. Or you know, we'll talk about what our best resolutions are and also... If you could think back, Matt, you're going to be included in this too, okay, and Emily also, and anybody out there. Is there something that touched your life, that changed your life in 2011?
What has changed my life? Wow.
Yeah.
I would have to think about that one. Well, let's start this off with you then.
Gosh.
You're putting all of us on the spot.
Yeah.
We're going to go with
you. Let's see. I started my show here. I know I had it from, you know, the year before, but actually it became mine. And so that's definitely new. And I have to tell you, it's the biggest gift for me when I meet my callers and, you know, listen to my callers when they call in or get an email and know that I'm touching them, that they're starting their day with me every day, and that I'm giving them a gift. And it's just, you know, it's something that has kind of followed from doing hair. And so that, to me, is just so important. The other, of course, is my family. My family continues to prosper in their passions. They're all growing in their own different ways, and I love that. So my parents, you know, I feel very blessed at where I am today, so... You know, and it's funny, I had a little meltdown. I'll share that with everybody. I had a little meltdown the last couple of days. So it just becomes overwhelming when you have the holidays and your anniversary, then your birthday. And, you know, and it's funny because I know that a lot of other people, my husband's like, everybody's on, you know, on best ofs right now. But I really enjoy being here. And mm-hmm. So that's something that I enjoy. So
yeah,
did that give you any insight?
Yeah, you know, I mean, since I've taken over the website and have started that, it's been life-changing. It's a huge different direction into my life. I've always been in entertainment. I've always done things to do with entertainment. So since I've been kind of directing all my attention to providing the community with up-to-date information, it's now I know more things that are going on and kind of seeing what the community has. And then I did the charity golf tournament, which was huge. And for me, I mean, I've done a lot of great things in my life, but to be able to donate that large...
To give back.
I mean, it was huge for me. I mean, I've gotten so many calls and so many different opportunities from that alone. And I think that was my big life-changing thing for this year was, you know, the websites and the tournament. You know, I've done a lot this year. I mean, you know, we always have the haunted attraction.
Yeah,
that was
right.
In the past couple of years, but... You know, that's kind of what, and I think my New Year's resolution for this coming year is going to be not to procrastinate so much. You know,
that's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to put it away. Oh, I'm going to do it later. I'll just do it later. I'm going to try to get things done right away instead of kind of putting it off to later.
Yeah, that's a really good one. You know, I know that I have had so many calls out there, and I feel bad because it's hard to get back to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I'm being rude. It's truly hard to fit everything in your life. And so that's going to be my thing is to, you know, if I touch that paper, I am going to get it done. So how about you, Emily? I know you're trying to get out of this, but do you have any thoughts on for your new year?
Resolution? Ooh. I think this year would be just to be healthy.
There you go.
More healthy.
Yeah. How are you going to be doing that?
Exercise.
Yeah.
She's going to be reading the Women's Health Diet.
I know.
Exactly.
Corrine.
Yeah.
I am going to do the whole milk and then the coffee because I am a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
I am.
And you can, and since you're lactose, you'll do the silk or the, right?
Or
so many, you know, it's all about how we handle whatever obstacle we have to go through. Mm-hmm. And there's so many ways to do it. So you just have to find a way that you can get through whatever you're going through in life. Yeah. Matt, how about you?
You know, I'm going to have to agree with her. After listening to the interview that you guys did with Steven, I'm
was
definitely
going to... Was he great?
He's amazing.
Yeah, he was just so down to earth, and yet it's so attainable.
There's so much... Yeah, exactly. There's so much information. It's not difficult. It's things we do every day, but just tweaking it just a little bit to where I can implement it in my life for the new year and make a big change. So I'm going to stick with that.
There you go. And do you work out every day?
Not as much as I should.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Do you work out every day?
I used to.
Yeah.
And I haven't,
that's the main
I haven't worked
word,
out.
Used
it's
to.
Been about it's been about a year since I've worked out, but I think for me I've consistently stayed very, very busy. So I've been able to keep the weight off and be able to do everything that I really need to be doing. I really do need to start getting more on a strict diet and you know, eat more of the couple meals a day instead of just that once a day, kind of twice a day thing. I love breakfast, but sometimes it's really hard. I mean, I'm up, you know, to get up here in the mornings and, you know.
You know, another thing is you can do those to-go oatmeals.
Oatmeal, yeah.
You know, that's a really good thing. I always have those in my purse.
Well, you know what Emily and I do is I know that we always buy the granola bars.
That's, oh, my,
you know,
yeah,
a
we
box
have,
of granola bars is just a few dollars.
That's
if you're
it.
Running out the door, just grab a granola bar
and even
bar
if you keep
the
them
door.
In your trunk, you know, that's another thing, just to keep them in your trunk, too. So, well, gosh. That was weird. Something happened on our little show there on my mic. Or maybe it was just me in my own little world over here. Oh, anyways. Well, I thank all of you for an incredible year. Gosh, I wish all the best health and happiness and just, you know, prosperous for our new year. And I continue to be back. We will actually be live back on Tuesday, so we'll be on Monday playing the best of. And I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of my sponsors and thank all of my friends out there that, you know, have been a part of my show. So, of course, thank you so much, Giovanni, Emily, Matt, on our board. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is when we choose not to focus on what's missing from our lives, but are grateful for the abundance that's present, we experience heaven on earth. And that's really, you got to look at all your blessings. And again, you got to look at gratitude instead of satitude. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a wonderful new year and be safe. And make sure if you drink that you have somebody else, a DD, with you so that, you know, you can be able to be there for all your loved ones. With that, I'll talk to you later.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go.
The following is a paid program.